The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
We welcome you back. Third and final hour of the Starting Lineup. 99.1, The Sports Animal. We still have Star Bench Cut to get to before 9 a.m. this morning. Also coming up this morning, we got to get to the final request of what we need from you. There are many requests, but we need to get those filtered down. Tomorrow, we officially take over as the mayor of Knox County.
Yes, we are officially mayors of Knox County tomorrow.
I'm getting kind of anxious about this.
All the executive orders, all of them, we're signing them.
We're going to need you to start sending in more of these executive orders. We got Glenn Jacobs already texting us being like, boys, I don't know what you guys got yourselves into, but busy day tomorrow.
Enough of people trying to read to us the responsibilities of mayor. We don't want to know the responsibilities of mayor. We just want to know the powers of the mayor. We'll deal with the responsibilities later.
I just want to get sworn in and just redecorate the office.
Yeah.
That being said, we'll get to that in a matter of moments. First, it's time to play the game. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. You know, Will, we've been giving out these tickets to the Knoxville Ice Bears all week, and we actually have a big day coming up here. WNML does, teaming up with the Ice Bears on Saturday. We'll tell you more about it. But first, Will, for all the newbies out there, how do you play Sports Jeopardy?
Each contestant will get a 100-point question, a 200-point question, and a final Sports Jeopardy question where you can bid based on the number of points that you have earned in the first two rounds. The contestant with the most points at the end of Sports Jeopardy is going to be your big winner, Tyler Ivins. Tell him what they'll win.
You know, there's so many home games remaining. I say so many. There's a handful left, so you're going to have to pick and choose when you're going to go. But how about flex tickets to see the 2020 Knoxville Ice Bears, the remaining schedule at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum? Your chance to score those tickets, perhaps maybe it's this Saturday during Nautical Night. WNML Night will be there. We will be seeing some sexy boats. And we're going to have somebody in-house dropping pucks and doing high fives and doing all that crazy stuff this Saturday. I believe it's Bad Tank Sandy. So for those of you out there, just to let you know, hopefully he's not wearing his coronavirus jersey while he's out there with a bunch of people at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum. Let's get Josh into the fold. Hey, Josh, good morning to you. Your first question, who do you want your Sports Jeopardy questions from? Do you want them from me, or do you want them from a guy who's had a lot of success lately, Will West?
I'll take them from Tyler.
Josh, that's smart,
there
man.
There you go.
Ken, you and Will, you guys are going to team up next. All right, let's get to it, shall we? Question number one. It's your 100-point question. NFL offensive lineman Greg Robinson was caught with 157 pounds of marijuana in his vehicle during his drive through El Paso, Texas yesterday. What franchise did Robinson play for in 2019?
Cleveland Browns.
He did play for the Cleveland Browns. That's 100 points for you there. Let's get to question number two. Had the new NFL playoff format been in place last year, can you name one of the two teams, either the 7 seed in the AFC or the 7 seed in the NFC, who would have made the playoffs had the 7 teams been expanded last year?
That's easy, man. That's the Steelers and the Rams.
Look at that. Josh, hang on the line. Nice job.
You get 100 bonus points. Josh is sitting at four bills
four
right
hundo.
Now.
That's all right. Me and Ken, we got this. Look at this W, Ken.
What?
Josh, yeah, I hope so.
I think I was just hung up on Josh by accident, so Josh, you call back in.
Did I just do that?
Yeah, you did.
They have big fingers, man. I apologize. Josh, give me a ring back. I want a perfect score, man.
All right. Are you ready, Ken? Our category.
Yeah.
Tennessee-Auburn. Tennessee faces off against Auburn in basketball this weekend. Your 100-point question, how many wins does Auburn have on the season? 18, 22, or 24?
18.
It is 22.
Okay.
That's okay. Still plenty of time here, Ken. Yeah. Still plenty of time. Jordan Bowden is Tennessee's leading scorer. What local Knoxville high school did Jordan Bowden attend?
Oh, boy. Central.
It is not Central. Hang close. In the line. You still got 100 points.
Starts with a C, though.
Yeah.
Close.
It does start with it's Carter High. Carter High.
Josh, I'm going to be honest. You're crushing it right now. You got 400. How much do you want to wager? Before you do so, I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint. It's a difficult question. Just want to let you know.
Let's go 200.
A I still like your confidence, though.
Ooh, there you go.
All right, Josh. If you get this, man, I might as well just walk out of the studio. Yeah. This program, located in the state of Tennessee, is one of 18 D1 schools still remaining undefeated at home. Do you know who that school is? There's 18 D1 programs that are unscathed at home. One of them's in the state of Tennessee. Who is it? Think about schools, D1 in the state of Tennessee, who might be kind of difficult to beat at home. Again, if he gets this one. Need an answer.
I don't know. UT Martin.
Okay, see, that's a solid guess. Yeah, it's, thinking, not it's not bad. The correct answer, though? Austin Peay.
Wow. How look at that. That's right. That? You got 200 points, Josh. Okay, can you have 100 points? If you get this question, we have a tie. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bruce Pearl has coached at both Tennessee and Auburn. Where did Bruce Pearl coach before he came to Tennessee?
Oh, boy. You know what? I can't remember, guys. Sorry.
Do you want to throw out a guess? Anything? No guess?
No, I don't know.
That's all right. Josh, congratulations. You're the big winner, sir.
I'm going to be real, Josh. That was still pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, that was hardcore, that last question. Great job.
That was a bogus bonus question, too.
How's that bogus?
Good effort, though.
Who's going to know that?
Nobody's going to know that.
People who watch sports?
Nope. No one is watching UT Martin or Austin Peay or whoever
Austin
the answer
P
was.
Austin himself's not watching Austin
Peay.
No P.
one's watching Austin Peay basketball except for you for other
was
reasons.
Austin Peay a person?
I don't know.
I don't believe Austin Peay was a person.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
I also want to point out Josh. How many times has a guy named Josh disagreed with a guy named Will when Josh wanted to go with Tyler? That's funny.
Hey, a couple times. Couple times.
Just taking a dig here. Do you know who owns the most wins at home this year that is still undefeated? At home. Undefeated home team, most wins.
No, I have no idea.
You are not winning games.
It was named for then-Governor Austin Peay. Austin Peay University was.
Oh, look at that. I didn't know that.
Governor of the state of Tennessee.
You talking about nationwide, Tyler? I mean, it's got to be San Diego State, right?
No, at home. Most home wins for an undefeated home team.
I got no idea.
I don't know.
Maryland's 15-0 at home. South Dakota State, 15-0 at home. These teams cannot be beaten at home. Other teams that are undefeated at home this year, Dayton, Baylor, just to name a few, San Diego State, obviously undefeated at home, and the Auburn Tigers.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Remember.
So they're what, 14-0?
They're 14-0 because they're 22-4, all four losses being on the road. Believe it or not, a team Tennessee, the Vols have played this year. They beat them in Knoxville. They're undefeated at home. Murray State, 13-0 at home. Remember, Murray State came down, fought for the Vols 20 minutes, got blown out last 20 minutes. All right, let's do this. I want to find out what some of these executive orders are people want. We've got a few of them already coming across the Twitter about what they want to see happen when you and I are mayors for the day tomorrow.
The Twitter machine?
I don't know if Glenn Jacobs views this as a vacation or as he looks at this as what he's got himself into, but Tyler and Will, officially, your Knox County mayors coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
More details on that on the other side on 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, ESPN's Adam Schefter is reporting that the NFL will shift the 17 regular season games, add two more playoff teams if the new collective bargaining agreement is finalized, according to Schefter. The belief is that the new deal will get done this week and the effects would take place for the 2020 season. NFL offensive tackle Greg Robinson was held Wednesday in a Texas jail on pending drug distribution charge after agents claimed to find 157 pounds of marijuana in a rented vehicle. Robinson, a former Auburn Tiger, played for the Browns last season. Cleveland Cavaliers coach John Beilein has officially resigned and will be assigned a new role within the organization. Assistant coach J.B. Bickerstaff, formerly of the Memphis Grizzlies, will take over as head coach. Love Keno to go. There's more to love when you add Bullseye for a chance to win up to $300,000. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play your way today. 810, get a check of the roads. Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Welcome you back inside the starting lineup, 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal. Tyler Evans, Will West, 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Will, look, I love doing radio with you. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Thanks, man.
I wake up every morning and say, you know what? Gosh darn it, I get to do more radio with Will West, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very much looking forward to my trip to Las Vegas coming up in April for the 2020 NFL Draft. If you didn't experience it last year in Nashville just down the road from us, boy, did you miss out. And might I recommend jumping on one of those cheap flights out to the desert and taking in what is going to be an extravaganza like none other. You know Vegas is going to want to one-up what Nashville did last year. But you got to know who those players are going to be, especially with a lot of the different mock drafts coming out. One man in particular, he has joined me on many radio shows that I have been a part of. The man is very accurate. The man knows his stuff. SB Nation is where you can find him. Dan Kadar is his name, mocking the draft. Dan, I feel like I talk to you often, sir, especially around this time. Tyler Ivins, Will West, good morning to you. Hopefully all is well. We'll get started. What do you make out of the recent news about the I have leverage stuff from Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals? Was it taken out of context? And your thoughts right now where the Bengals are in the Ohio native out of LSU?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. But the stuff with Burrow, I think it's just, look, it's the middle of February, and people are grasping for stuff to talk about. You know, I guess the XFL isn't a good enough talking point, or superstar NFL free agency isn't enough. You got to squeeze in some NFL draft hot takes. And I know, you know, Burrow is a guy who, to me, will just kind of say things off the cuff for fun. If I'm being honest with you, I think sure. He's that kind of guy. And I kind of think that's what that was. So I don't know. I think it's sort of silly. Players now don't really have leverage because of how the CBA is constructed with rookie contracts. So, you know, there's not really leverage there. And, you know, it's just weird. You know, I think the talk of Washington trading the second pick is weird. I just think it's, you know, part of it being such a long process between the end of the season and the build up to the draft. Sometimes people just like to speculate, and you know, you just have to watch where it comes from and the reputation of the people it's coming from in particular. You know, this Burrow stuff and who's really hammering the, you know, does he really want to go to Cincinnati angle, and does Cincinnati not actually want him, that kind of stuff. So it can be pretty silly.
All right, once we get past Burrow and then Chase Young, who to you is left on the board that you would say can't miss, you got to go draft this guy for the Lions or for the Giants or even for a trade up if you're looking at a quarterback that would be the third best player?
Yeah, I love Isaiah Simmons from Clemson. I think he's a really special player. I know some people are kind of confused on where he'll play, but you know, in modern NFL football in 2020, he's perfect. I mean, he can do everything. He takes up so many different positions for you. He's so versatile. You can ask him to do whatever. I actually think he's a, you know, if I were telling you my rankings right now, overall rankings, I have him ahead of Burrow. Everyone's behind Young, obviously, but Isaiah Simmons to me is the second best player in the draft. I think he's an incredible football player. You know, he's a safety, yes. Is he a linebacker? Yes. Is he a pass rusher? Sure, if you need him to. Can he cover the slot? Yes. So he's everything you really want in a defender. And as far as, you know, the trade up stuff goes, it's gonna depend. I mean, if you're trading up, it's probably to go get Tua Tagovailoa. And, you know, who it is, we'll see. It makes sense for the Dolphins to do it, obviously, but you know, weird stuff happens during the draft, and that's the fun of it. But, you know, he's risky, obviously. So I don't know. I'm hesitant still on him until we get through the combine.
Okay, do you think we see more than three quarterbacks go in the first round?
Boy, if I knew that, I could tell you tonight's lottery numbers. It's just a thing where Jordan Love is so confusing as a player, the Utah State quarterback, and he's obviously really good, you know, skills wise. But boy, he was bad last year, man. Like,
he really was
not good at all. Yeah. So, you know, he's interesting. And Jacob Eason from Washington, you know, if Love goes higher than where the Patriots and Saints pick at 23 and 24, I think it is, I think that's going to be fascinating to see where Jacob Eason goes. I really think he's like Drew Bledsoe 2.0, you know? So in my feeble mind, I just think it would be fun if, like, the Patriots went from Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady to Drew Bledsoe 2.0. You know, I just like that. You know, maybe it's goofy, but so I don't know. I'm starting to lean more toward more than three, and we'll see. I mean, that there's going to be a lot of chatter about the quarterback, you know, in the next few weeks, and, you know, how they stack up and how high they go, and if Tua's hip stuff is really concerning, we're going to find out more about that. So, you know, it's going to be really fascinating.
Dan Kadar, SB Nation's Mocking the Draft, joining us on TSL. Let's bring it here locally to Knoxville. In many mock drafts, I've seen many people, Vols have ranged from some going hot takes to the first round, others see a majority of them going the third day, the Saturday there in Las Vegas. Who is the first Vol you could see leaving the board, and who do you believe is the most talented out there when it comes to one of those 32 franchises?
Man, Juwan Jennings is a potentially special player if everything is going the right way for him. You know, if you could discount all of the negative character kind of stuff with him, I understand why some people consider him a first round player. Unfortunately, you know, you start to tie in some of the stuff, him getting kicked off a team for a period, the stomp stuff, you know, against Vanderbilt, that kind of, to me, negates some of the special things, like the broken tackles against Missouri, that kind of stuff. But, you know, if you're convinced he's straight and narrow and he's not going to be a problem, I don't think he's a first-round player just because of the character stuff. But he's a guy that if you take him in the second round, third round, I think you're going to have a very productive player if he's, you know, being the player you hope that he is. I mean, his ability to break tackles is incredible. I think he's going to be fast enough. He has good size. So, you know, he's a good player. He's the one that's going to be interesting to me for Tennessee the most.
He might be the biggest wild card to you because of some of the character issues. Is it safe to say you believe that if we were going on best bet for the first Tennessee player to leave the board in Las Vegas, do you believe it could be Daryl Taylor, or is there another name that comes to mind? Maybe it is Juwan Jennings.
I think it's going to be Jennings, but I think they'll be drafted in close to the same range. I think they're both really solid prospects. Taylor, you know, look, he's got the plus of being a pass rusher, quite frankly. I mean, it's such a valuable position. And this year's draft, there's not a ton of them, quite honestly, just these kind of classic pass rushers. And there's no guarantee with anybody and in that position besides Chase Young. I mean, you can go down the list and find huge flaws in every single guy that you would consider ahead of Taylor. So, you know, there's no reason why he shouldn't be in the discussion for the top 100. I think pushing into the second round might be a little much, but, you know, as a speed edge rusher, you know what you're getting with him, and there's a commodity to that. So I think Jennings will go for him, but I think it's going to be close.
Dan, we'll part ways on this one. Look, it's so far out. We haven't even got to the combine yet. My question to you is, if you could hot take it here, if you could just look ahead your crystal ball, what is there to come the draft, the three-day extravaganza? You have three franchises with multiple first-round picks. Everybody always says, oh, the city that's hosting the draft, that franchise has to pull a rabbit out of their hat. Titans last year, now the Raiders this year. Is there something that's in store? Could you see maybe the Dolphins open up for business trying to collect more first-round picks, knowing they sit there at five and Tua could be in the mix? There's got to be something that perhaps maybe you're leaning one way or the other.
Well, I'm leaning toward Miami kind of jumping all around. You know, they have three first-round picks. They could trade up for Tua. They could trade that last third one, and jump out of the first round for a team that wants a quarterback. They could get a first-round pick next year. They have so much to do, you know, roster-building-wise. Miami's roster is awful. They could just trade down and accumulate a bunch of second-round picks or third-round picks and build out their terrible roster. So I think they're going to be the fun team to watch. But I wouldn't discount the Raiders because they're the Raiders and they're weird, just doing something crazy. You know, I don't think they're sold on Carr there. And if they're not, do they package all of those picks and go get Tua? I think that would be, that's must-see TV if you ask me. So, I don't know. Those two teams are going to be interesting. Of course, the Seahawks are always fun because they jump all over the place in the draft. Well, you know, will the Patriots do the same thing? And, you know, there's a ton of fun stuff that's going to happen. But I think Miami's going to be the fun team this year.
Dan Kadar, and SB Nation's mocking the draft. Dan, thanks for getting up with us this morning. We appreciate it as always, and continue success. You know, we'll be reading up on it.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dan.
The Raiders getting crazy hosting the NFL draft out in Vegas.
Hey, well, and it's also Gruden, who's a guy that possibly sure. could get crazy as well.
Sure. Juwan Jennings before Daryl Taylor.
You buying it? Well, it just depends on team need. I agree with Dan that I think that it's going to be somewhere in a similar situation around five-ish. And I think that does the team need a wide receiver? How fast do these wide receivers go? I saw Kuiper say 25 wide receivers could go the first 2 days.
Right.
If that's the case, Jennings probably goes earlier. And because you're going to need wide receivers, or maybe just because of that run. I don't know if I buy that number, but if that is the case, Jennings will probably go ahead of Taylor.
And for those of you doing a little bit of digging that haven't made it over to Dan Kadar's page, 29, the Tennessee Titans taking Darrell Lewis, the edge rusher out of Alabama. So there you have it. And for those of you wondering, there is only three quarterbacks going in the first round right now, at least through Kadar's eyes. That third one being Justin Herbert. He has him going six. A
couple of
LA
other notes
Chargers.
For you right now. He has the Raiders taking Jerry Jeudy from Alabama and the Dallas Cowboys taking Marlon Davidson, defensive lineman out of Auburn.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. I'm on this whole taco currency thing that Will brought up last week, says Randy on Twitter this morning. More things that we need to review before we go into office. 24 hours as the Knox County mayor's tomorrow, as well as start bench cut. Lots to dive into. Final 30 minutes of a Thursday TSL. On the way, 99.1, the Sports Animal. Welcome you back inside the Budweiser Studios Thursday morning. Mayor-elect Tyler Ivins, Mayor-elect Will West.
Yes.
I'm about to move on up.
So tomorrow, you have an opportunity tomorrow. Mm. We're going to take part in the mayor's Eat and Greet program. So tomorrow, Tyler Ivins, where will we be?
We're going to be somewhere delicious. We're going to be somewhere that only the finest foods in Knoxville can be found. A place where everybody leaves with a smile on their face and their stomach's full. We are going to be at Holly's Gourmet Market.
Yeah, tomorrow at lunch. So if you're looking for a place to have lunch tomorrow, you can have lunch with three mayors. Glenn Jacobs, of course, Knox County Mayor. The people's Knox County Mayor tomorrow. Will West and Tyler Rivens, co-mayors of Knox County for tomorrow.
You. Man, could you imagine stopping by and just getting three just firm handshakes and eye contact.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, 24 hours at 12:01 tonight, Eric Kane, you know what? I don't know what to tell you, man, but for 24 hours, man, you're going to have your hands full. You're going to have your hands full.
If you think we're egomaniacs now, wait until tomorrow.
I only deal with you guys from 6 to 9 in the morning, so after that, you're on your own.
I think legally, or at least contractually, you have to from 5 until 10.
Yeah.
And then you're done with us outside of that.
Yeah, it's just 5 hours.
I don't think maybe you should have told Glenn Jacobs that you're the real Kane.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe you shouldn't have told Glenn Jacobs you would put him through a table.
I know, right?
I would never do that.
You're the one that came up with the choke slam.
Yeah. Anything else you got to say there? Yeah. Sounds like you just want to get the start bench cut. Chat. Do it again. See what happens.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
I didn't get that, Tyler. What'd you say? Best team in college basketball right now, Baylor, Gonzaga, Kansas.
I'm going to start Gonzaga. I'm going to bench Baylor. I'm going to cut Kansas. Why? Gonzaga, they can make the deepest run into the NCAA tournament. Right now, in my opinion, there are only one team, maybe one and a half teams. I want to see how long Baylor's defense can hold up that can win six games in March. Right now, to me, that's Gonzaga, maybe Baylor.
Unlike Gonzaga's sports information director across the table from me right now, I will start... I will start Kansas, best team money can buy. I will bench Baylor. I will cut Gonzaga.
Nice.
I just wanted to use the blue chips line.
Nice. Those
Nick Nolte, if it's good enough for Nick Nolte, it's good enough for me.
Those Cameo Christmas gifts aren't paying for themselves, all right? Somebody's got to bet on Gonzaga.
Best sporting event this weekend, you have Wilder Fury 2, Kansas Baylor, or the Celtics Lakers. Start bench cut.
That's a little juicy there. I'm going to start
Baylor. Some juice there? You like the juice?
I like the juice there. I know the games in Baylor are in Waco this weekend, but I'm still going to start Bears Jayhawks. I'm going to bench Wilder Fury 2, and I'm going to cut Lakers Celtics.
I will start Kansas Baylor. I will bench Lakers Celtics. I will cut Wilder Fury 2. I'm a boxing guy. Have you seen Fury's fights?
Yeah.
They're really boring.
Sure.
They're not great.
Sure.
Wilder's also going to knock him out 7th round.
Ooh. And you called your round?
Yep. 7th round.
I think the most annoying word of 2019 was juice.
Juice?
Yeah, they're playing with a lot of juice out there. Coach, your team's playing with a lot of juice. That defense played with a lot of juice in the second half.
You do realize why said juice, right?
No, I did, but I'm just saying
juice. It's a callback to the people who kind of created sports radio. Mike Francesa, the Mad Dog Sport, and the Mad Dog Russo.
Oh, then we're all wrong. Yeah. I really thought you were referencing the betting line.
No, it was not.
Okay.
A little juice there. That's what they used back in the day. That's what Mad Dog used to say back in the day. It'd say, hey, you got a little juice in this matchup. Got a little something there, a little juice.
I really like Kansas and the points.
Today is Charles Barkley's 57th birthday. Best analyst in sports. Barkley, Tony Romo, Kirk Herbstreit. This is really good.
It is really good. A lot of really good. I didn't think Herbie was going to sneak in there late. I'm going to start Romo. Some people don't like the fact that he's calling the plays, the predictability.
I love it.
I'm all here for that. I hope ESPN locks him up to a massive deal and we see him on Monday nights. I'm going to bench Herbie. I think Kirk Herbstreit, he showed me just how much of a professional he can be when calling Ohio State Clemson, his alma mater. His kids are on the Clemson team. I believe he called it down the middle the entire game. That showed a lot out. And then I'm going to cut Charles Barkley. He's funny, but I don't sometimes. Let's give me the numbers and the stats more than the laughter.
All right, I'm going to start Charles Barkley. I think he's the best analyst in sports, period. He's the most honest analyst in sports. He does not. Like, I love Romo. I think Romo does a great job, and maybe there's not enough sample size of him yet. I'm going to bench Romo. I cut Herbstreit. Herbstreet's great. He will not get his hands dirty, though. Right? If something needs to be said, Kirk Herbstreit ain't the guy that's going to say it. Now, you want a guy that's going to go going to do a great job with that, call it down the middle, very professional. Herbstreit does that. The NBA needs to be called out on the regular, and frankly, every sports league does, and Charles is the one guy that will go do that. Romo, I love the play calling and things like that. Herbstreet's great. It's very Jim Nantz, but as in the color role, in that he's going to give it to you well. He's going to do a great job. He's going to be very professional with it, but he is not going to get his hands dirty, and he'll kiss the ring a little bit too. He kisses the ring a little more than I like.
You know who gets their hands dirty in college basketball? Jay Billis.
Yeah, he does.
He'll call out anybody. Yeah. Literally anybody.
Doesn't care.
Still their talent birthday edition on Sir Charles Barkley. Shoot hoops like Barkley, who turns 57. Pitch like Justin Verlander, who's turning 37, or host your own night show like Trevor Noah, who turns 35.
Noah, also a stand-up comedian as well, but he's not going to get the start here. He might be cheating. He's also married to Kate Upton. The guy can still throw really hard, even at his age. I'm starting Verlander. I'm going to bench Barkley, and I'm going to cut Trevor Noah.
Yeah, I'm going to start Barkley again because a lot of this, the rebounding acumen, wasn't the best shooter. But to play basketball like Barkley, you can make a lot of money in today's NBA. And those contracts are guaranteed, unlike the NFL. I will bench Verlander. I'm going to cut Trevor Noah. I don't find him funny.
Talking about some more guaranteed contract. NBA second half season begins tonight. Rookie of the year, start bench cut Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, or Kendrick Nunn.
I'm going to say, okay, are we saying who it should be or who it's going to be?
Who it's going to be.
It is going to be, I'll start Zion.
Oh, no.
I'll bench Ja. That's all you need to know.
No.
It's a two-man race. It should be Ja. It's going to be Zion.
It doesn't need to be. Like, look. I'm not going to get up on my high horse or soapbox here about the media and voting, all right? About people who don't even watch the sport or people who get votes and don't even watch more than a game a week. If Ja Morant doesn't win NBA Rookie of the Year after playing a full season of basketball, Zion Williamson, Will, do you know how many games Zion's played this year? 10.
Yeah.
10! And they're already load management. They're already playing the load management game right now.
Okay, so you're telling me am I wrong that he's going to win the Rookie of the Year?
You want to...
Not that he shouldn't.
Look, I'm not NBA should. Guy. Look, I'm not NBA guy anymore. I grew up NBA guy. But at the end of the season, and Ja Morant plays in 78 games, and Zion plays in 28-30, and Zion wins Rookie of the Year, I'm going to have a real problem with the NBA.
Yep.
I'm going to have a huge problem with
the NBA. The NBA is about hype, not substance at this point, and that's sad.
Starting Ja Morant, benching Zion Williamson, that's all you need to know.
You have a problem with the NBA, you can join that long list of people that also have a problem with the NBA.
You can just turn the TV off like everyone else does when the NBA's on these days.
Last one. Today is National Cherry Pie Day. Best type of pie.
Cheese pie.
I would have said, give me best second tier hair band.
I'm going to start Warrant Steel Panther.
Cinderella or Warrant Cinderella Rat.
Best type of pie, cherry, apple, chocolate.
Start chocolate, bench apple, cut cherry.
Start apple, bench chocolate, cut cherry.
You're American.
It's also Cindy Crawford's birthday, so I'm throwing an extra credit. Start bench cut. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Yep.
All right. Greatest model of all time. Cindy Crawford, Giselle, Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum loves Halloween, and I love Halloween. I'm going to start Heidi Klum. I'm going to bench. I'm going to bench Giselle because she can keep Brady in her place. I'm going to cut. I can't believe I'm cutting Cindy Crawford, but I'm doing it.
That's kind of the rate I was going to go right there as well.
So I'm going to start Giselle. You know what her net worth is?
More than Brady.
$400 million is her net worth.
Wow, I was going to say $200 million.
Yes,
but I was
Brady has a net worth of $180 million. But her net worth is more than $400 million. So I'll start Giselle because of the businesswoman she's been. Like, it's one thing to be like a pretty but attractive person. It's another thing to monetize that to half a billion dollars virtually. I'm going to bench Cindy Crawford because she made all that cash and then just got out. She didn't have to do the public life anymore. And then I will cut Heidi Klum.
You know what? Another reason why you start Heidi Klum, because she didn't fall for Barney Stinson's shenanigans during the Victoria's Secret what do they call that thing? Fashion show? Playmate? Whatever the thing's called? Yeah, thank you. Star Bitch Cut, Heritage Realty, bringing that to you here on a Thursday morning.
HeritageRealtyKnox.com, a boutique firm focusing on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. Find out more, HeritageRealtyKnox.com.
Yeah, I don't know what Playboy and Victoria's Secret have to do with each other either. Coming up on the other side, more things we have to get to on our day of being
the mayor. You squeeze that one to death. Squeeze it to death.
Just happens. As much as you can. Eric Haynes Show, Brian Rice is up next here on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Lady Vols Renai Davis has been named to the midseason Wade watch list for the 2020 Wade Trophy. Davis is averaging a career best 18.1 points, 8.1 rebounds per game to lead Tennessee. College Hoops Finals for Wednesday night. Georgia upset number 13 Auburn 65-55. NC State pulled off an upset, downing number 6 Duke 88-66. Number 11 Louisville got back on track 90-66, that thumping of Syracuse. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting the NFL will shift the 17 regular season games, add two more playoff teams if the new collective bargaining agreement is finalized. According to Schefter, the belief is that the new deal will get done this week and the effects will take place for the 2020 season. One more note, Roger Federer is going to miss a couple tournaments, including the French Open, after undergoing right knee surgery here recently. Special edition Jumbo Bucks Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery are hot off the press. Play today for your chance to win up to $300,000. 8:48, get a check of the roads. Pete Michaels traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Hey, take a peek at the clock. Yep. Crossover time. Starting lineup meets the Eric Kane Show. 10 joining us now in studio. What's up, 10?
What's up, boys?
Well, you're just talking to Mayor-elect Tyler Ivins, Mayor-elect Will
West. That's right.
Guys, what are you going to do tomorrow, man? I mean, I'm excited for you.
All executive orders all day. That's all I'm doing.
We're going to kick tires and light fires.
I've just asked for letterhead, and I'm just going to start just filing executive orders nonstop.
Right. You don't even know what the pen's doing. You're writing it down.
The first one we've already said during the wing eating contest for Reed City USA.
Sure.
That Trey Smith has to become a New York Giant. That's my first order of business as an executive order.
That'd be a good one.
Play at Tennessee next year, then become a Giant. It's totally fine. We're going to suck next year anyway.
Ben on Twitter says, could you guys get the traffic lights on Emory Road synced? Also the ones on Kingston Pike in Bearden.
Well, we're not miracle workers here, Ben.
Nathan Simmons says, should we expect any executive orders concerning cranberry sauce?
See, Glenn Jacobs is a cranberry sauce guy. So he would just reverse my executive order the next day.
Troy says, is there any way tomorrow could also be buy one, get one box of lemon cookies from Hammond Goodies?
Oh, Troy, that's an executive order I would appreciate.
Yeah, Troy, I don't know if we can get into that, dude.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be particularly happy with the Hammond Goodies if we did that.
Yeah.
But it is a solid executive order. Most of my executive orders are going to have to do with Avery having to do what I tell her. So
isn't that bad? Get your kids parents, as parents now, you need an executive order.
Yeah, I'll just say, well, if you're going to break the law, then you go ahead and do that. But that's a felony.
Because you're looking at the law.
Got any parking tickets you need us to make good their age?
No, I paid them all.
Nice.
Smart man.
There you go.
No, I didn't want to. I was forced to. The University of Tennessee.
You don't get this piece of paper.
I had a lot of over under. I'm curious what you guys think when I had to get my degree. $1,000 will set the limit at. Over, under, I had $1,000 in parking tickets
over.
In college.
Under.
Significantly over.
Oh, wow.
What?
Over. Those significantly things are, no, over. No. Do the math. These things are $80 a piece.
For a few years.
Right. $80, they accrue interest, and then you get
over, like, under $2,000.
No, you're probably in the 1,700 range.
A little barely over two.
Oh, my gosh.
Age. Why don't you just be a model citizen and just park between the lines?
This was in like 2008.
You were the quarterback. Just park where you want to.
Well, you know, I kind of did, and I racked up about $2,000 worth of parking tickets.
Is this Campus PD or Knox PD?
Yeah, Campus.
Campus. Those guys don't care. Manning could walk on. They'd be like, cool.
Cool, sweet, ticket.
Yeah, I need you to move your Lexus, Genesis, hey, your Ferrari.
Can I take a selfie with you real quick? Awesome, you're still getting a ticket.
Yeah, here's a ticket. Exactly. Rumor has it that old Eric Kane's co-hosting with you today.
Kaner's going to get it done for me today.
And in spite of that, you should listen anyway. EA show coming up next. So all Braves baseball talk from Kaner.
Yes.
Hey, next time you hear from us, we will be your Knox County mayors. You guys made this happen. Thank you so much for all your donations. We'll chat with you tomorrow. For Mayor-elect Will West, Mayor-elect Tyler Ivins, hang with us here on 99.1, The Sports Animal.